In recent days, the problems some seniors have with the new law have been put into focus by Ruthel Frank, an 84-year-old Village of Brokaw trustee who doesn't have a state-approved ID and can't get one without paying for a new birth certificate.
I don't feel that I should have to have a birth certificate to be able to vote.
Yesterday, Governor Walker said he could support a proposal by Senator Holprin that would waive the fee for new birth certificates in voter ID requests.
For those limited number of cases where someone might have had a challenge, particularly because of age, because of at some point in the past maybe a documentation such as a birth certificate was not available. Again, doing something like what Senator Holprin or others have suggested to me is a viable alternative.
Walker's action is unlikely to silence critics who say the voter ID law targets groups that typically vote Democratic, including the elderly, college students, and the poor. At a news conference in Wausau, the governor said the IDs are necessary to combat fraud.
It affirms that those individuals who valued the right to vote now are ensured that their right will not be diminished by someone else potentially casting a vote who's not legal to do so.
And finally, sir, how do you respond to those who say that the voter ID law potentially disenfranchises disproportionately the poor and particularly African Americans living in inner city areas like Milwaukee?
I think that statement in and of itself is discriminatory. I think that assumes that people who are poor of color can't get a Biden society the same way that everybody else does.
The ID law is being challenged in Wisconsin by the League of Women Voters. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.